Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, good morning to you. This is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. Very welcome along. Sitting in this morning for Joe Lynham. Coming up on the show, is that threat to tariffs, or sorry, should the pharma industry still on the table as Donald Trump turns to matters in Ukraine? And how would you feel about putting vegetable oil in your car or in your tank out the back garden? Before we do any of that, let's have a look at what the papers are saying this morning. Now, what industry are you in? How much are you taking home in pay? Well, it probably all pales in comparison to some of the figures assembled on the aircraft leasing industry by the CSO yesterday, which is picked up in the Irish Times today. They say there's 3,000 workers in aircraft leasing, each of them earning €206,000 on average last year. You'll know some of these companies, of course: Avalon, AerCap, SMBC, Aviation Capital. Buying aircraft, selling them, or sorry, say leasing them from Airbus and Boeing is what they do. Brought in earnings last year of 268, sorry, should I say 620 million of earnings and assets managed of 268 billion for the year. So lots of very capital intensive assets being managed by very few people seems to be the recipe that adds up to big, big earnings and salaries in the aircraft leasing business. Only about 3,000 of them, which I suppose explains those numbers overall. Over the Examiner, they're talking about Glanbia saying it upgraded its full year guidance for 2025 on the back of strong results. They have been struggling a little bit because of the cost of whey, which is one of their main products and inputs that they use. Of course, they also have some weight loss brands like SlimFast and so on, which are not necessarily as compelling and as buyable as they used to be. So the company has been dealing with that, but good figures yesterday, which the Examiner is reporting on. And also over in the Irish Independent, they're talking about the pharma industry, but in a different context. They're saying down in Clare Castle, County Clare, Roche, which of course is a big Swiss pharma company, have now come up with a bill of $150 million over 5 years for cleaning up their site down there. They announced the closure and layoffs at that site in 2016, and they've been remediating the site since then, and there's a big bill to go with it, €150 million, as they head into the final phase. What will happen? It'll be put up for investment by others once all this work has been done. So they are meeting more than their strict statutory environmental obligations, the company says, and they call it one of the largest remediation products of its type in Europe, providing employment on average for 100 people. So there's even work and employment after a company moves out and takes away its investment, it would seem.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.